We have Smart Health Talk with Elaine McFadden coming up next. I'm Brett Malik on the station and Leaves No Listener Behind, AM 1050 and KCAAradio.com.
This is Elaine McFadden inviting you to join me for Smart Health Talk on Thursdays, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on KCAA Radio 1050 AM. Smart Health Talk offers the kind of information that can save your life and save you money, making sure you're getting the biggest smart health bang for your buck. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in nutrition, health, and what it takes to keep your home safe for you and your family. Remember, tune in every Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. for Smart Health Talk, KCAA Radio, 1050 AM.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, visions of the earth. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children lie to see Mother Nature's
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, Smart Health listeners. As you probably guessed, I'm coming to you today with a bad case of laryngitis. And you may find it a little bit irritating to listen to me, but I hope that you're going to choose to stick around today because I could not show up with all of the important information that we have for you. And I wanted to make sure that you got a chance to get on this program with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine with a 21-day kickstart to eating more plant-based meals instead of meat-based meals, something that we talk a lot about on this show because, guess what, it really helps to prevent disease. So we're going to be talking about that, and then we're also going to be talking to a Dr. Michelle Wine, who is from Loma Linda University, and she does research there. And what they found out over many, many years of studying Seventh-day Adventist diet, where they eat predominantly plant-based meals, she's going to be telling us about what they found as a result of all this research. And do these meals really help protect you against different diseases and improve the quality of your life and all that stuff or not? I mean, you know, you're going to go to all that work. You know, you want to get some rewards from it, right? So we're going to be able to find out if that actually works for us or not. So please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I'm just going to give you a couple of quick updates on the news because some really big things are happening right now. For instance, the USDA is trying to approve ancient orange. I mean, they want to bring this back and start using it again. What's happened is Monsanto, you know, the genetically modified seed company, they've actually introduced a seed that has been genetically modified to not die if you spray it all day long with Agent Orange. I mean, doesn't that sound like a really good idea, everyone? You know, like, I would just assume that they never use Agent Orange again. I just can't even understand the reasoning there. Like, I really want some Agent Orange on my food, right? Like, I don't think so. So anyway, we're going to be posting a link on our website where if this doesn't sound like such a good idea to you, click that link, and it'll take you to a form. You just put your name and email, click, 2 minutes, you're done, and your name is now on a list of people that said, you know, we don't think Ancient Orange on our food is a good idea, or in our environment. So I hope that you go to our website and look for that. So another thing that's happened this week is the FDA has wimped out again. And they came out saying, oh, we're going to prohibit, you know, this antibiotic for use in animals, because whether you realize it or not, almost all of the, well, the greatest percentage of antibiotics used are with animals, and they give it whether they need it or not. So they're giving it to healthy animals, basically, and they're saying, you know, stop doing that. And I was thinking, yeah, right on, FDA, you know, you're really stepping up to the plate here. Well, what happened was, over the holiday, they secretly downgraded, and they said, oh, well, we can trust everyone to police themselves. And so, again, you know, the government kind of like lets us down there. You know, you got to decide, you know, what we want, if we want our government to protect us or not. And if you do think they should be protecting us here, you need to stand up and make it clear to them and say, hey, you know, you need to start putting, you know, the people's health over corporate profits. So, I'd like you to please join me in welcoming Joseph Gonzalez, the Smart Health Doc. And he's going to tell us all of us today about the 21-day Vegan Kickstart program just released by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Welcome, Joseph, and I hope you don't think I talk like this all the time.
Thanks for having me, Lang. I hope you get better soon.
Okay, thanks a lot. So I'm going to let you do most of the talking, okay?
No
I've already sent Joseph the question, so he kind of knows, you know, what we're going to talk about, and I didn't want to, like, keep talking and irritating everyone. So I'm going to just, you know, kind of hand it over to you, and, you know, I might, like, say something every now and again. So I guess you're going to start off, you're going to tell us, you know, like, you know, about the program and, like, why did you even, like, put all this work into putting, you know, this whole thing together?
Sure. So the 21-day vegan kickstart is something we put together because often when we're thinking of a plant-based diet, or sometimes we use the word vegan, which means no animal products in the diet, sometimes people are a little thrown off. They think, well, what is that? Is that even doable? Is it safe? Is it healthy? And so we've tried to answer these questions in our 21-day kickstart, because as you might know, Elaine, when we think of diets, we don't want to go on them, and if we do, we tend to fall off. So what we're saying is, and what Dr. Barnard, he wrote a book on it, it's called the 21-day weight loss kickstart, he says, try this diet out for 21 days, give it a shot, go 100%, see how you feel. If you feel good, great, keep going. If you don't like it, you can stop. There's no commitment. So we developed this program in a response, actually, Elaine, to our very popular vegetarian starter kit that we produced back in the 80s. And we did this because there's so many people that want to get on board, that want to get healthier diets. They may be interested in weight loss, or maybe they're interested in something else, maybe decreasing the risk of heart disease or diabetes. And so we put it out there. It's an online program, and we make it very easy for people to get involved. And so we just kicked off this year with the kickstart, and what we find is celebrities and other people, doctors, dietitians, other, you know, you're in LA, you know how celebrities work, and so we tried to get them to give this healthy resolution for laypersons or anybody who wants to get involved. And so the celebrities do a great job of interacting with participants and giving them tips of the day, how they've transitioned to their own diets and how they've increased their health.
That sounds really exciting. I mean, I would love to, you know, hear what some of these celebrities do to, like, you know, keep those great figures they have.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of our celebrities include, and I'm sure you know this, but Alicia Silverstone and NBA champion John Sally. He won a few championships with the Boston Celtics. And so they just kind of go into their own stories and how a plant-based diet has worked for them in the past and what they're currently doing now. And I'll tell you, we've had over 150,000 participants thus far. So we're really gaining some headway.
Well, and all those people, whether they realize it or not, are actually becoming role models for everyone around them.
Absolutely. I mean, talk about the biggest role model of all, former President Bill Clinton. I mean, he has been such an advocate for reversing heart disease, or for those who are at risk of heart disease following this type of high-fiber, plant-based diet for prevention.
Well, and we all knew, like, how much he liked those hamburgers, too.
I know, coming from Arkansas, yeah.
He was always stopping, you know, to get a hamburger. That was kind of like, I just remember that, you know, being in the news.
I do, too, and with McDonald's and all that, yeah.
And so,
It's pretty interesting and very dramatic, the changes that are occurring right now. And it's needed because, I don't know if you knew this, being a dietitian yourself, we have a little bit of an obesity problem in America, and we're spending so much money on diseases that could be reduced by diet and exercise alone. And I mean heart disease, and diabetes, and even some forms of cancer. Nowadays, we're finding that we could reduce our risk just by having a healthy diet.
Well, you're so right with that, Joseph. And I think if I was in a room with a group of people and I ask everyone to stand up and then say, everyone sit down that knows someone that died of heart disease, and then say, everyone sit down that knows someone that, you know, has diabetes or died from it, and then cancer, I mean, by the end of even just that, there would be hardly anyone standing.
Sure, sure. Definitely understand that.
So go ahead and, you know, you kind of like, we're about ready to break in about a minute. And you kind of given us some hints on some of the things that are part of the program, you know, with the celebrities helping you and that kind of thing. So when we come back, we're going to get into, you know, there's just like so many aspects to the program that you have to help people succeed. And I really want to kind of get into that. So, you know, just before we break, like, what do you think is the number one reason that people choose to do the vegan kickstart?
The number one reason why people will choose to do the vegan kickstart, it really depends. You know, we talked about heart disease and cancer and diabetes and kind of the dreadful topics that nobody wants to focus on, and rightfully so, because it's kind of a negative thing to talk about. So other people grab onto this for the weight loss aspect, because I'm telling you, in our clinical studies I've done here in Washington, D.C., we will put people on the very same diet, a low-fat, vegetarian diet, and we'll see about a pound come off a week. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but if you consider a whole year, that's 50 pounds a year. So we're talking people get into this for weight loss, for chronic disease, for healthier living, everything.
Okay, I'd like to know how many listeners would not want that. I bet everyone would like to lose a pound a week, so that right there should be a motivator. And I hope we have your attention, everyone, because we have a lot more coming up to tell you about this program, so stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
Naya, 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 recycle.
Naya, Canada's most environmentally conscious bottled water, is very proud to announce that its already recyclable bottles are now made from 100% recycled plastic. Naya is the first bottled spring water in the world to do that. So in addition to its recycling activities, Naya uses no new plastic to make its water bottles.
Naya, Naya, Naya.
A natural source of progress.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Joseph Gonzalez from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and we're learning about the 21-day Vegan Kickstart program. Now, you know, that may sound a little bit intimidating to some people, Joseph. You know, they may think, oh, you want me to be a vegan for 21 days? Forget it. I could, never do that. What do you say when people say that?
It's a good question. What do I say when people say, you know, how do I go vegan, or I'm scared to go vegan or something like that? I say, you know, it's not changing your personality. They don't have to buy Birkenstocks. They don't have to go into a hippie mindset that many people associate it with. But what they can do is just wait 21 days. They try out, I don't even want to call it a diet, they just try out certain foods, plant foods, things that they're used to. I mean, if you ever had chili, you make it vegetarian. You're going to have a hot dog. You could even do what we call a transition food, throw in a soy dog. So there's many options, and especially because it's, 2012? So many options on the market nowadays. There's so many choices, and you can even make them very inexpensive. So I say try it for 21 days, see how you feel, then come back to me.
Okay, well, and I have to admit, I looked through, the meal plans, and, you know, all the things that you guys have there, they probably already eaten. And it's really not like a new food. It's just like how you're kind of putting them together. It's almost like a puzzle, you know, and we're putting it together, but we're just leaving the meat parts out this time. But you still get to have all these great foods that you love, or else we tweak it a little bit.
Precisely, yeah. These recipes are still very healthy. They're still very tasty. You know, so you're not missing out, and you're not depriving yourself on anything.
And I you know, I don't think people would feel deprived. And, you know, and I did want to, you know, kind of, I wish everyone would make the commitment, you know, 21 days. But I do kind of cut our listeners a little bit of slack, because as a dietitian, I've had to counsel people. And, you know, it's like when I start talking, you know, I'm going to make you totally change, they start shutting me down. So I don't want our listeners to shut me down. And I wanted, you know, I want, you know, one of the things we talk about on the show is to replace one meat meal with a non-meat meal at least one time per week, you know.
Sure.
And so, you know, to me, I feel successful if I can get people to do that. You know, I would love for them to do the 21 day, because I know at the end of it, it's almost like having a new body. You know, you've just, you've changed everything so much so that you will feel like a different person in the end. But if people need to build their confidence, you know, yours is such a great, this whole program is such a great resource for them as well, right?
Exactly. And Elaine, you hit on something that I want to point out. I mean, you're talking about meeting people where they're at. And as a dietitian, it's really important to empower our clients. So we have to meet them where they're at, and for them to feel like they made the choice on their own. So, again, it's not trying to force anybody into some sort of, you know, you got to go vegan for 21 days or for the rest of your life. But like you said, if where you're at right now is just trying to have one plant-based meal throughout the day, that's a perfect start for a lot of people.
And then you work to the whole day, you know, like every meal was plant-based, and then you had one whole day. And then, you know, people just to build confidence that they can do it. And what I'm so thrilled about your site is the recipe section. Excuse me. Because how many people out there never learned how to cook like that?
I would say there's a lot of people who still aren't cooking today, and a lot of it has to do with time. We do live in a busy society, but it's just kind of something lost in our tradition.
I agree.
We're not cooking that much. And if we are, it's a burrito that we microwave, or some top ramen, or it's the fast food joint. So, and our recipes are, by the way, very easy to make, too. It's not a list that's going to take you 2 hours in the kitchen, if you did notice that. It's a recipe that is only going to take roughly 20 to 30 minutes. Pretty large portions. If you want to make more, go for it, and then you can freeze some, however you want to do it.
Well, and you make it so easy for everyone. I mean, the time that it takes to make these meals, you could be in a line at a fast food restaurant, you know? And so I don't really see it as that much more. And, like, tell me about, like, those shopping lists that you guys have.
So we do have a shopping list that we can send out. And what we say is just go grab the basics up first. And what we really focus on is the four food groups. And that would be fruits, vegetables, your whole grains, you know, like rice and quinoa and other oats, something like that. And then your legumes. So you have your beans and your lentils and your soy if you want to include it. Those are the staples. So let's say you're at the store and you're walking through the aisles. Grab some bananas, grab some apples, grab some berries, fresh or frozen, it's okay. Then go get some vegetables, whatever your favorites are. You know, if you like to make salads, that's fine. If you like more steamed veggies, you can go with some squash or zucchini. But just kind of grab some, you know, fresh veggies and also some frozen, because it's always good to have that in the back of the freezer. Then I say grab a can of, you know, tomato sauce or marinara sauce, something like that. So if you want to go home and make a pasta, real easy, boil some water, you throw in some wheat noodles, put over some. Or if you don't want to do wheat, that's fine too. We can do buckwheat or something that's non-gluten.
Quinoa or Andrian dream.
Sure, sure. So then you're just kind of prepared. But this is just kind of for backup. What we do for the whole 21 days, it's an entire menu for those 21 days. And so we have other shopping lists that correspond with that menu as well.
Okay, so that, God, that really, and that.
So again, there's just so many ways to do it. And then we say have some condiments on hand. Some of the ones that I love are, like, have you heard of apple butter?
Oh, yeah, I've had it homemade, too. It's delicious.
I love apple butter. It's a great one. Or any type of jam, you know, balsamic vinegar, cinnamon, mustard, soy sauce, those sort of things.
And those last for, like, a long time. You know,
Absolutely.
You buy them, it's like an investment. But you're always looking for flavor, you know. How do you get the flavor in? And those condiments really do the trick.
Right. And any herb and spice you can think of, I mean, we're talking plants. Throw them on there. Throw in extra. They have a lot of healing properties. Garlic, oregano, clove, cinnamon, all of these are very potent.
So how do people get, like, the shopping list? Can you get that on your phone?
Yeah, you can get them on your phone. Good question. We actually have an app for the 21-Day Vegan Kickstart that you can download. I believe it's free.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's free.
So on any, I think it's on the Android or iPhone. Whatever you have, just try to look it up in your, oh gosh, I should know how to do all this, but I'm not that savvy with the technology these days.
Well, when you get the app, I mean, like, how do you get the celebrity messages?
They come right to you. If you put your email and you sign up for this thing, you're going to get celebrity tips being fired at you throughout the day. You're going to get the menus. You're going to get to look at the recipe of the week, the tip of the week. It all comes right to you. And if you ever have a question, you can personally email me, or rather, you go onto the community forum and you can talk with other of your colleagues or other people that are doing this as well. And then we have our dietitians and doctors jump in. Even the celebrities will jump in and answer some of these forum questions. And so these are questions like, well, I've heard the vegan diet, you won't get a lot of protein. Well, what am I going to eat for protein? That's more of a basic one. We'll get questions, what about omega-3 fatty acids? I've heard that you need, you know, fish to obtain omega-3 fatty acids. So we'll explore those. And so we really make it easy for viewers, easy for people who want to get involved. Any questions they have, whether it's about nutrition, whether it's about a shopping list, we answer it.
Wow. I mean, all that free advice, too, from all those professionals. I mean, you know, I hope people realize how valuable that is, you know, to have someone like that to help you. So there's actually still more benefits with this program, people, that we're going to talk about when we come back. So stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, listeners. I'm here with laryngitis, and I'm also here with Joseph Gonzalez from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and we're learning about all the benefits that come with signing up for the 21-day vegan kickstart program that they just released that has all kinds of great resources that come along with it. And a couple that we haven't discussed yet, added bonus for everything else, is first of all, that when I thought this was great, that, you know, you pretty much say, you know, go to town, eat all you want of like four certain foods. Do you want to tell us about those, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did want to alert this to viewers. When we're talking about serving sizes, we're eliminating them, meaning this diet has nothing to do with portion control. Every time I've seen a dietitian talk, except for myself and maybe you, we talk about moderation. And we talk about eating foods in moderation, and everything is healthy in moderation. Well, let me ask you something, Elaine. Are cigarettes healthy in moderation? Is cocaine healthy in moderation? No. Healthy foods should be eaten in moderation as well. You know, if your child is exercising a lot, you want them, that's good. You want them to exercise, but you don't want them to exercise all the time. If your child loves carrots, eat carrots, that's great. But don't just eat carrots. So those are the things we need to moderate. I'm going into a little bit of a spiel, but my point is we don't care about serving sizes because the foods that you're eating are so rich in fiber and so low in caloric density, so they're low in calories, that you can kind of have as much as you want. I've never seen anybody eat five bowls of oatmeal. You know, I've managed two, but by the time you get done with two, your stomach is so full and you feel so bloated because you have so much fiber in your belly that you'll stop eating. And it's satisfying. So these foods that we kind of give free rein on are the four food groups: fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans. There's nothing wrong with eating a couple of servings of beans. There's nothing wrong with having two servings of pasta and marinara sauce. And this is going to be a real crazy thing I'm about to say. Bread. There's nothing wrong with it.
You can have bread.
I know. I'm going to get assassined. But whole grain bread is absolutely healthy. Every major organization, even our own Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, there's a brand new journal that just came out. It's called A Whole Grain Intake, Chronic Disease Risk, and Weight Status in Adolescents. I mean, whole grains are recommended every stage of life. I mean, very, very healthy. So the point is, eat as much as you want. Just don't go glug, glug, glug with the oil. Don't go crazy with the fat. Don't go crazy with foods that are low in fiber and high in fat, and you'll do fine.
See, I mean, and that's something anyone can remember. Yeah, it's not hard to go, oh, yeah, what was I supposed to do on my plan here?
And some people might think, well, hey, Joe, I understand what you're saying. That's great. But I'm diabetic, and I have high blood sugar. And what I have to say to people who maybe are struggling with high blood sugar or diabetes runs in the family is this diet can work for you too. Now, I have to say, talk with your doctor about any diet changes you're about to make, because as we know, if you're on insulin or if you're on any medication, changing your diet could affect that, and that could be problematic. So tell your doctor before making any drastic dietary change, but just so they know, this diet is perfect for people with diabetes, and they can stop counting those carbohydrates.
They don't realize how powerful fiber is for controlling the release of glucose in your blood. They don't get that association, I guess.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And as you know, when I say the word glycemic index, you know, that's the amount of how much your sugar is going to raise after you eat a certain food. If you eat foods that are low in the glycemic index, like berries, you know, sweet potatoes, foods like that, they don't spike blood sugars. So you can eat those to the end of the day.
And just by, you know, not eating those kinds of foods too, you're actually protecting yourself from getting diabetes in the first place.
Absolutely. Which is probably better than trying to deal with it once you get it to begin with, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, just the, you know, the amount of money that we could save as a nation by, you know, not even crossing that line is just probably mind-boggling because of everything associated with it. But I, you know, since our limited time, I wanted to make sure I got to a couple other things that you guys offer. And I know that on, first of all, I want to mention the eating out resources that you guys have to help people when they eat out.
Sure. So if you go online to our website, it's the 21daykickstart.org, you can see some of the recommendations that we have. Eating out doesn't have to be painful. It can surely happen. When I say eating out, what I really love is the ethnic restaurants. You know, when you're talking Mexican food, Italian food, Chinese food, Japanese food, there's a lot of plant-based options at these restaurants. So go for those first. But even if you're at a steakhouse, a lot of steakhouses take pride in their sides. So you could get a nice side salad or a baked potato, hold the butter, hold the cheese, hold the stuff that's really going to fatten you up with no fiber, that sort of thing. And if you must, if you absolutely must, you're stressed for time, you see a Taco Bell, pull in, I'll give you a free card here, have a bean burrito, hold the cheese, you can do a 7-layer burrito, hold the cheese and sour cream, that sort of thing. You can still go vegan at Taco Bell. I know, it's crazy. Not encouraging it, but it can be done.
Okay, and then the other thing I want to mention before we kind of wrap it up, we have about 30 seconds to talk about this, but just like give us just like some numbers. I mean, are we saving a lot of money on this diet?
You can save a lot of money on this diet. I mean, we're eating very low on the food chain. When you consider buying in bulk, like brown rice and beans and things like that, vegetable broth, fruits and vegetables, they are getting more expensive, I understand, but try to go to a farmer's market or something like that. You can save money on the food bill, but this is where you save money. You save money by not having to pay for medications down the road. You save money by not having to get heart disease or diabetes. I mean, this is $700 billion we spend on obesity-related illnesses every year in our country. We have to get better.
Well, one other quick note, everyone. On January 17th, you guys are actually having something to help people jumpstart their fitness program as well.
Absolutely. So Dr. McDougall is another doctor that works with us, and he has a trainer that he works with as well who has offered to give us some healthy fitness advice, and like you said, on the 17th, and I believe that lady's name is, I'm blocking on her name.
But they can sign up on your website for it.
Absolutely. Sign up on our website for us. And just so you know, just going vegan is great. It can help you lose weight. But obviously, we'd like to marry exercise in there as well.
Yeah, you got to exercise, people. Okay. Well, thank you, Joseph, for coming on Smart Health Talk today. And everyone, please go and, like, just click through and see all the great things that they have on there. And next, we're going to give you even more reasons to go to the Smart Health Talk homepage, find the link to this program as well, or go directly, because we're going to have Dr. Michelle Wien here that she's going to give us some results, some health results that are going to happen to you when you get on this program.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food. But you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Hello, Smart Health Talk listeners. We're here today with Dr. Michelle Wang. She is a professor and researcher at Loma Linda University, and she has an extensive background in the benefits of a plant-based diet. She's here today, and she's going to help explain how incorporating more plant-based meals in our menus impact our chances of sidestepping potentially life-threatening diseases, our quality of life as we age, and our ability to stay active even into our later years. Dr. Wine, say your name for me.
It's Ween.
It's Ween. Okay. They even told me. This is Dr. Ween. Welcome to Smart Health Talk. And so can you just, first of all, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it and putting up with my voice today. So can you just briefly explain where the information that you're sharing with us today comes from? And then tell us what benefits can be gained from, those that choose to eat more plant-based meals.
Oh, certainly. We have evidence from epidemiological studies that have been conducted in the United States as well as in Europe that have followed over 65,000 individuals that had a wide range of dietary patterns, including vegetarian lifestyles as well as omnivores, meat eaters. We also have nutrition studies that have been conducted among vegetarians as a group entity alone. And then we have survey data from continuing studies that we conduct in the United States of our food intake patterns. And so we can draw associations in regards to dietary intake patterns and then the potential for developing specific diseases. The most popular diseases that they've been tracking over several decades has been, of course, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, some specific cancers, and in light of our obesity epidemic, there's also a great deal of interest in the effects of meal patterns on the prevalence of overweight conditions and obese conditions.
And I think a lot of people don't even realize what the number one killer is.
Oh, well, coronary heart disease is number one, but it is fueled by underlying obesity as well as quite frequently the type 2 diabetes that's in the background.
Right. So, like, when you get one, your chances increase.
Correct.
That you're going to get something else. So, that's why you just want to avoid the whole thing if you can. You said that you've seen some associations there. So what kind of things are you finding out?
Well, we are aware in terms of there was a meta-analysis that was conducted on over 60 nutritional studies that involved individuals that practice vegetarian lifestyle patterns, and what was really of interest was that both males and females had a 2-point lower body mass index, which actually translates into male vegetarians weighing 18 pounds less than their counterparts that are consuming meat on a frequent basis, as well as a females being about 7 pounds slimmer than those females that are consuming meat on a regular basis. So with just looking at obesity and then again that fueling specific cancers as well as heart disease and type 2 diabetes, the plant-based approach is certainly advantageous in regards to disease prevention.
And like what about like for life extension? And before you answer that, I just want to comment on response that I hear a lot. It's like, oh, well, I just, you know, I'd rather just have everything I want right now instead of, you know, 5 or 10 years, like, added to your lifespan. But, you know, so many things have changed where, I mean, you can have a pretty good life at, like, 75.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and like, then you get to watch your kids grow up and become successful and enjoy your grandkids. I mean, all those things that are really the most important in our lives.
That's correct. And we have the ability to have great quality of life. We're fortunate that we have a medical attention when it's needed, and medications with less side effects as well. So the quality of life is there. And again, you know, as you mentioned, seeing the grandchildren graduating from college and going on for a marriage and great-grandchildren and such is something to look forward to.
Yeah, and like, and what was that something that you noticed in people that had more of a plant-based diet, that there was an improvement in the quality of their life and ability to stay active?
Well, there is an association between individuals that practice plant-based meal patterns, vegetarian lifestyles, and their levels of physical activity. And so there is a connection there, and anyone who is engaged in physical activity is going to have a reduced risk of coronary heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and such, because it's going to improve the body's ability to handle insulin and reduce insulin resistance. So that will allow the individual to prevent the onset of the actual type 2 diabetes condition or metabolic syndrome and such. So, and what we're seeing in children and adolescents, the onset of these syndromes and type 2 diabetes, it's just time to look across the life cycle as well and bring attention to the benefits of plant-based diets even in our youth.
Well, and another thing, I'm not sure I'm interested in your opinion on this, that, you know, now that we have these great drugs too, you know, do you think people kind of use that as a crutch and they think, oh, well, you know, even if I did get the disease, you know, I could get on the drug? And do you have some warnings for us with that kind of thinking? Because, you know, is there like permanent damage, you know, like once you get to that point that you could totally avoid?
There is, in the context of persons with type 2 diabetes, there is evidence that individuals that once their blood sugars are elevated, that their body does have a memory that they have, that the blood sugar has been elevated, and there's no reversal of that condition. So that puts the person with type 2 diabetes at heightened risk for developing the coronary heart disease, even if the physician will prescribe medications to lower blood sugar, to help with controlling cholesterol and such. But still, the body does remember that those blood sugars went up and were high, and then that brings the person at heightened risk for a heart condition down the road. So just the prevention of it is so important, to prevent that from happening at the get-go.
You know, listeners, I mean, that last statement to me is like one of the most important things we could say to you. You know, it's like, don't even go there if you don't have to, because, you know, there's still something happens in our body that you can't take back.
That's correct.
And so, like, we only have like a minute or so. Is there anything that you would like to, you know, help people or motivate them that they could remember and maybe even share with someone else that would get them motivated to start replacing meat meals with non-meat meals?
Well, we currently consume enough protein in our diets to be bodybuilders. Most of us aren't doing bodybuilding routinely. So we just have to be aware that we get good quality protein from the grains that we consume, the vegetables that we consume daily. Also, egg whites are an amazing source of excellent quality protein and low-fat dairy. So I would encourage the listeners to start out slow, perhaps one day a week going meatless. There's a trend across the U.S. to go for meatless Mondays, but it could be any day of the week. But start slow and then gradually increase the number of days of the week to get to a point where you're comfortable with that lifestyle.
Okay, everyone. Well, I hope we've convinced you. You know, please go and check out the program. Visit our website. We've been going through some struggles the past couple of weeks, and we're going to be posting a lot of new information on there in the next week or so. So please keep checking back, and thanks for listening. And don't be afraid to fight for your right to good health.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Hi, my name is Don Sazi. If you enjoy the Smart Health Talk theme music, visit my website, www.donsazi.com, to hear the complete song, as well as other great music.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM. The station that leaves no listener behind.